inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We tackle spring tree planting in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bierski. Good morning, Ed.
Hi there, Matt.
Before we start digging in the dirt, there's some opportunities for people to find some plants, some shrubs, and some trees around town this weekend. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, on Saturday morning from 9 to 12 at Safeway parking lot is the big pre-Mother's Day plant sale with the Master Gardeners and the Garden Club and the 4-H'ers and the Jensen Olsen Arboretum and other assorted retail sellers, including me. So there's going to be lots of plants available, from seed potatoes to started vegetables and flowers, divisions of perennials from all over town, and I understand there will be fruit trees and other bare root trees and shrubs, all sorts of stuff, hanging baskets, strawberries, raspberries, so much good stuff for people to grow, that have much of which has been grown in Juneau already and or has been tested in Juneau. So it's an opportunity to get together, socialize. It's a little bit of a madhouse, to be sure, but it is the big gardening event of the beginning of the season, at least.
I was actually going to use that very word, madhouse. It's pretty popular every year, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, we suggest people bring a helper for hauling and toting, or bring your wagon or your cart, or a pickup truck is not a bad idea either, or a van to haul your booty home. But do come along and come on down. It's a little challenging to get some of the experts to talk at the beginning of the sale, but if you can hang around for a while, there are local experts there who can tell gardeners where this plant or that shrub or this tree should go, what kind of soil it needs, sunshine, shade, and all that sort of thing. So it's a great opportunity to rearrange some plants from different parts of Juneau.
Okay, so and one thing to remember is bring plenty of cash, but all that money is going to go to a good cause, right?
It certainly will. That's right. The Ed Bierski Vacation Fund will certainly appreciate it. But yeah, come prepared. Some folks do accept credit cards, and some cash and checks are fine. The 4-H'ers and others will be selling bare root trees and shrubs. And they're a great one to plant now, and they're easy to handle, easy to carry home basically in a garbage bag. Make sure you keep the roots moist until your area, your hole is ready to plant them in. But they do establish well. They are dormant to begin with, starting to bud out. So as they start to grow, take in nutrients from their roots, then they can get on fairly quickly onto our Juneau weather schedule and growing schedule.
How big of a hole should we dig here?
Well, really, we remember that trees don't grow deep. Nothing grows deep roots here. I mean, even the huge spruce and hemlock trees don't grow more than a couple or 3 feet deep. So really, we're better off making a wide area. You know, if you can look, you'll have this root system in front of you that you can see, and dig your hole perhaps a foot to a foot and a half deep at most, but wider, loosening up your existing soil. You can do a little bit of soil amendment with some compost potentially, or some other organic matter if you've got really sandy soil or sandy gravelly hard packed soil. It's the loosening up really does help, so that the roots are going to be able to spread out. Look at as far as planting depth, as far as once we fill in, you know, you might actually make a little bit of a mound in the bottom of the hole, set the root system on top of it, and then fill over the top. Make sure you're watering it, of course, as you go. And look at the trees with the grafted trees, like fruit trees. We want to watch that the graft union, that spot where the two parts, the root system and the sinewood, were put together. And normally there's a bit of a crook that above the soil level, and that's exactly, we want to keep it above the soil level when we go to fill in the hole around them. And for much of these things, planting this whole thing on a bit of a mound for drainage with the amount of rain we've had is a plus. and then mulch around them, not right up against the trunk. Keep it a little ways away from the trunk of the tree, but using some bark mulch or wood chip mulch is good so that we keep the competition down, the weeds and the grass, away from these new trees and shrubs so they don't have that competition for the nutrients. And we can water them with a little dilute solution, fertilizer, Miracle-Gro, that sort of thing, or a homemade compost tea is good. And for the bigger trees, they'll probably need staking. So they should be supported for a couple of years, usually a couple of stakes, loosely tied so that we keep them upright. They don't fall over or blow over in the wind. And keep the critters, you know, the two-legged critters and the four-legged critters and the weed whacker away from the trunks of those trees, because that is certainly deadly for trees.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thank you.
All right. Well, see everybody on Saturday morning.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.